Good morning. 7:52 a.m. on Tuesday, what I believe is the 27th. Yes, Tuesday, January 27th, 2015. I almost said 2052. I'm pretty sure that's not right. Official temperature is 25 degrees, but it's really closer to 32, maybe 34. I'm hiking along. Yesterday was a complete mess in terms of trying to get anything done. I couldn't believe how much of a mess it was. I did the walk. That was about the only productive piece I did all day yesterday, was get the walk in. My hips complained all afternoon. So far, I'm not doing too badly this morning. I'm taking it perhaps a little bit easier. It's really quite a lovely morning. There's a little bit of high thin cloudiness around. I'm glad there's not the snowstorm. I have no idea what it's like on the East Coast this morning. Other than I can expect that in New England it's a bit difficult to travel. Sun's up nicely, shining brightly. It's gonna feel good when I get around the corner up here and start heading eastward and get the sun on my face. Because it is a little chilly. I'm not particularly cold, but it is kind of chilly. So I don't have a lot to talk about today, because yesterday was just such a rat's nest of chores and taxi duty, and I didn't really get a chance to do much. It was pretty late by the time I got back. I had to get groceries. I had to pick the kid up from school early, but it was too early to go to her appointment. So I was home for like 20 minutes and we had to leave again. And while she was at her appointment, I did do the grocery, so at least I collapsed a couple of chores into one. But then it was such a lovely day yesterday. It was like 70 degrees here yesterday. It was beautiful. So while I was at the grocery store, I got some steaks and grilled. This is anything better than a charcoal grilled steak. Was quite yummy. And this morning she asked, I picked her up from, I had to take a rehearsal last night, and she said, you know, I'm probably only going to be a few minutes. And I said, well, would you like me to wait? And she says, yes, please. So I huddled down in the car and started reading. And I texted home to let people know that I was going to be delayed coming back. And I got a phone call from my wife. She said, you're not going to sit there until 10 o'clock. And I said, well, she thinks it's only going to be a little while. So, yeah, well, it turned out to be 9:30. Instead of 8. So by the time I got to 8:30, it was like kind of too late to go home because I figured she'll be out any minute. And it takes 10, 15 minutes to go from there to here, or from here to there. It's like, I really don't want to go home and sit for 5 minutes or 10 minutes and just get started on something and have to put it down and go back again. So I sat there and read till 9:30. That was a long evening. But I had a good book. I was reading a book called Starhold. I think I picked it up on a book club, I'm not sure. But I'm near the end of the book now. I'm down to like the last chapter or so. And other than a bit of craft issue that I have with the book, I've been finding it quite engaging. In fact, it's so engaging that I was doing my first mile, I was actually walking along and reading on my phone. It was one of those books. I remember a few days ago I was talking about books and prologues, and this is one of those books that has an unfortunate prologue. It's kind of a waste. In fact, it's such a waste, it's rather off-putting. Because pretty much everything that was in the prologue got recapped in the first, three or four pages of the first chapter. It's like, why did you bother with this? Start the story already. It was one of those kinds of prologues. But once the story got going, once we got past the prologue and got into it, it was actually pretty good. There's an awful lot of there felt like an awful lot of coincidence. There's an awful lot of, the pilot died en route, and if we had taken that ship, then one of us would have died. So we were lucky that ship was stolen, and it just happened to be where we needed it to be when the time came. And there's not a lot of unpleasant, unnecessary extra characters, because as they become superfluous, we kill them. So it was one of those sort of balanced on the knife edge. The story itself was interesting enough in that it's got enough politics in it to actually qualify as honest to God space opera. There's a lot of treachery and a lot of double dealing, and I'm assuming the book is going to end relatively quickly. I should be in like the last couple percentages of it, but it's pretty good. Starhold. Book one of apparently a series. I don't know if the series is actually out or if this is just book one or what, but it's pretty cool. And we go, eastward bound. Wow, the sun's bright. The sun is bright. I just glanced up and let it peek in under the bill of my cap, and it's like, holy crap. So a lot of people have been commenting on the over easy picture. The it was a bit in terms of a breakfast place. It was the food was really quite good. I had biscuits and gravy because they didn't really have. I mean, I could get bacon and eggs. I could get over easy, but Monk Post. But their claim to fame was biscuits and gravy, and I have to say it was really quite good. It was yummy. But they had the classic sort of shredded potato pancake hash browns, home fries, whatever they were, grilled potatoes. And they were a bit dry, and on a grand scheme of things, I'd give them about a 4. Biscuits and gravy was good. Coffee was adequate. And just the fact that I was having breakfast at Over Easy was quite a thrill for me. It was quite a treat. Then I realized the logo was wrong. It was supposed to be a young woman with a pair of strategically placed eggs on a plate held in front of her chest. But I mean, it's part of the cheese factor of it. It makes it what it is. So the logo it's a little bit upscale. It was like any other sort of upscale kind of dining establishment with a lot of chrome, a lot of wood. It wasn't exactly the diner. Although they did assure me that there were some of those diners in town. It's actually a Denny's just a couple of blocks from the hotel. I didn't go for breakfast. In part because they had a really nice breakfast buffet at the hotel. So it was easy to walk down, get food, top up and leave. My favorite meal there might well have been the Reuben. I've been having the Wicked Jones for a Reuben, an honest to God Reuben. Garbage truck. With really good corned beef and sauerkraut and ranch. Not ranch, Thousand Island. And it was delicious. It was so good. It was a mess. It was. I finally gave up and just took a knife and fork to it because it kept leaking onto down my arm, and it was just horribly delicious. And they sold out of them. I had one early in the weekend and never got a chance to get another one, so it's kind of a bummer. Not like I needed the extra salt or anything, but it was quite good. Oh, and they had a buffalo burger. That was pretty tasty. Yes. I'm a little bit late. Here comes the school bus. Get across the street before he gets here. They took me out to a German restaurant first night. That was quite good. I had Jägerwurst. Just a thin sliced pork in hunter's gravy and spätzle, and it was just great. Sauerkraut, it was wonderful. I got a beer. It was a trash truck. I had a Warsteiner Dunkel. It was That was all I could handle. That was one beer was just about as much as I could deal with. As it was, I think I left a half inch in the bottom of the stein, but it was quite tasty. Worked well with the pork and the brown gravy and everything. So I ate good while I was out. I ate very well. The last night of the con, we went to dinner. Or the last evening I was there was Saturday. They took me out to dinner. I really wasn't up for dinner. I just was bloated from so much food. And so I had a appetizer for dinner, helping of wings. They were quite delicious. They're not exactly up to Buffalo, New York standards. They were quite good. I enjoyed them. Got barbecue, not barbecue, buffalo sauce on my mustache. Looked a little funny. I had to get a shower before I could get all of the buffalo sauce out of my fingernails. And the trash truck is going to go by me again. We've been leapfrogging. They jump ahead of me and go into a cul-de-sac and pick up the trash, and then I'd walk past the end of the cul-de-sac and then it'd come by me again on the way to the next one. Oh, my hips are starting to complain finally. Not as bad as yesterday. And I'm definitely warm enough. I put on my long johns this morning. But two shirts and a parka, along with the fleece hood, is keeping me quite warm as I hike along in the late January sun. So today's task is to get the files corrected for Zephyr's Call. Not Zephyr's Call, Hermit of Lammas Wood. Get that book corrected, uploaded, and then maybe start. I gotta do some audio work, I gotta do some reading. But I've got a lot of audio work to do, so perhaps after that I will dedicate the day to ramping up some of the audio. Gonna roast a chicken for dinner. It's not supposed to be 70 today. I think it's only supposed to get up into the 50s. I'm hungry though. Golly, I'm hungry. I can't believe how hungry I am. I got up late. I got up just a few minutes before I had to wake up the kid. 6 o'clock, and then she wanted me to fix her an egg sandwich, fried egg sandwich for breakfast while she was taking a shower. And the problem was that she took so long in the shower that the fried egg sandwich was done, and I had to try to keep it warm for her. So I haven't even really logged on yet this morning. I've already been for my walk, so that's actually a good thing. Snort sniff. My extra books did finally arrive yesterday. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, but a couple people have suggested that they would like to buy a whole set. I have a few left. I'd be happy to sell them. I'll try to figure out what that's going to be. I got to figure out how much it's going to cost to ship it. Because Captain's and Onisher are both pretty heavy. Feathers are a little more than a pound, but I suspect Captain's share, I suspect Owner's share is three times that. At any rate, I'm here. I'm at the back gate. As soon as I can find the... I know it's here somewhere. As soon as I can find the voice recorder. 20 minutes. Okay, very cool. Well, I'm here. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.